today from Romans chapter 8, where the Apostle Paul writes, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." In Jesus' name, beloved of God. These words of the Apostle remind us once again of how shy we human beings are of suffering. Think of what people go through to avoid pain in their lives. All the analgesics, anesthetics, muscle relaxants, stress relievers that people take today. There always seems to be a new medication coming out, which is more effective or more rapid or with fewer side effects. There are regular strength, extra strength, maximum strength, caplets, capsules, liquids, tablets. And think of the lengths to which we go in other areas to be comfortable in our lives. Sometimes an observer might even get the idea that being comfortable is the goal of life. But when Paul writes to the Roman Christians about our glorious heritage as the children of God, he mentions that there is also some suffering involved. If indeed we share in Christ's sufferings, in order that we may also share in His glory. The Roman persecutions may not yet have reached their height when Paul wrote his letter, but there had already been plenty of Jewish persecution. So Paul knew what he was talking about when he put it in perspective, saying, the present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory to be revealed. Present sufferings, of course, any trouble or sorrow that we're going through seems to be large at the moment. The older we get, however, the more we realize how fleeting the present time is. It's only here for a moment, and then it is past. The time comes all too quickly when most of the events of the high school years seldom, if ever, come to mind. We're reminded of this when Paul refers to our present sufferings. But the greatest encouragement he brings here is not the brief time of our present sufferings, but the greatness of the future glory. Our present agonies are like a grain of wheat compared with the full-grown plant that follows. When Jesus rose from the dead, His body was glorified. He was no longer subject to the restrictions that limit us more and more and more and make us groan and writhe in pain. John tells us in his letter that we shall be like Him then, for we shall see Him as He is. Everything in this life, this present life, has been touched with the finger of decay, a.k.a. the second law of thermodynamics. Left to ourselves, things will break down, go from complex to simple, rather than the other way around. We see it all around us, from our houses, to our cars, to our dorms, to our food, to our own bodies. Everything is breaking down sooner or later. But this is just what Paul says was reversed by Jesus Christ. The cycle is broken, and the glorious freedom of the children of God is that they will be liberated from the bondage to decay. John was granted a vision of that and wrote, "There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things is past." Sometimes we might look around us for strength and comfort. And there's a measure that people find from such things. A young minister called to the Naval Hospital in Oakland, California, to see a man whose leg was badly broken in an accident. But as he left the hospital, the pastor saw another man approaching, a veteran of the current war. And as he passed, he barely came up to the pastor's waist. You see, he had no legs. He was sitting on a square platform with casters underneath, and he pushed himself along the sidewalk with his hands. Seeing someone worse off than ourselves often helps put things in perspective. But here the apostle does not even turn our eyes to that, but rather to an unseen future. The glories that await us there make our worst troubles look like a grain of sand in our shoe. Jesus has already suffered the eternal decay that our sins have deserved, and that glorious future we look forward to is what gives us the strength to endure the present discomforts. But we cannot see the future. We can't see the glory. Paul says, well, you can see the whole creation groaning as in pains of childbirth. What do you suppose it's yearning for? It's waiting for the liberation from the bondage to decay. This will come with the redemption of our bodies. No, we cannot see the future, but we have a lot of company as we look ahead. And yes, we may go through suffering, even in our country, for following Christ. And it could get worse. In our society, we know that we should not mock or ridicule a minority, except for one. Christian values and morals may be ridiculed, and that's called freedom of expression. So we can see that we're not so far from possible suffering for the name of Jesus. But the same God who rescued his ancient people is with us to strengthen and uphold us with his righteous right hand. So let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Looking to Jesus, the future is bright indeed. Stanzas 5 and 6.